This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Some trees and shrubs are flowering or starting to flower in the grassland that surrounds our homestead near the banks of the Ojolote. The mesquites are in full bloom. Oh, gosh, long, yellowish, fuzzy-looking spikes loaded with tiny flowers. They would make great bushy eyebrows or a very cute mustache, don't you think? Let me know if you try that. And if you do try it, a photo would be very cute indeed, don't you think? Yeah, do that. Anyway, our scruffy mesquites are flowering, and with so many blooming, there is a sweet essence in the air on still days. On windy days, not so much. And I'm more likely to smell a dairy 15, 20 miles away, if anything. But they're flowering, and of course, being visited by numerous insects, some are flying to the flowers, that's hard, and some crawling, but all of them are saying, hey, give me a hit of that pollen, give me a hit of that nectar from that mesquite. Yeah. Over in the Sonoran Desert to our west, things are very excited. Oh, well, I mean, they're winding down. Okay, they're winding down. You guys get, the Sonoran Desert gets it first, right? The Sonoran Desert was just florally charged. Mesquites, palaverdes, ironwoods, large woody legumes showing their stuff. And even when those show-off trees are done, there's nothing more beautiful than drifts of floral litter found beneath those trees. I have an old image in my mind, nostalgic image in my mind, a vision I've never forgotten. It was a long time ago, Tucson. I had an old Chevy truck, a 46 Chevy truck, and I used to use Silverbell Road a lot. Back then, it was a different road, a two-lane blacktop with no stoplights. Trees leaned out over the road, and one spring afternoon, racing north at 45 miles an hour, I looked in my rearview mirror, and I was creating a wake of swirling yellow palaverde flowers. Gosh, it was just the most beautiful thing, swirling flowers in my mirror as I drove through the Sonoran Desert. Those are sweet times, and me and that road have sure gone through some changes. Oh, anyway, well, you lucky Sonoran Desert habitants, I'll visit you, okay? But, hey, did I mention there are flower buds on the desert willows all along the creek banks? It's the wild desert willows around us. They're not the showy purples you see in the urban landscapes, but whites, pinks, traces of lavender, Chilopsis linearis. If you took Latin in middle school, you might be tempted to say Chilopsis. But in America, American English Latin botany or whatever, it's Chilopsis, which refers, by the way, to the distinct lip of the calyx. Sometimes those scientific Latin names to just be pronounced the way it's most comfortable. I mean, I do that, and I mispronounce them constantly. But let's just spell it right, and we'll all be on the same page. Did I tell you a pair of roadrunners are raising some youngsters, a brood in a nest just 100 feet from our front door of our 1991 Marvelette? Oh, yeah. It's sort of a double-edged sword. Roadrunners are so cool and fun to observe, but wait a second, you say. Did one just run by with a reptile in its bill? Wait, did it just run by again with a reptile on its bill? Wait, another one ran by with a bill. They are predators. They're in the cuckoo family, right? They got a cool scientific name. Speaking of scientific names, geococcyx, which means cuckoo of the earth. Well, that's sort of literal translation, land cuckoo, I guess. Specific epithet is Californianus of California. And that might be more comfortable to say Californianus. Californianus sort of brings out the third grade in me. your choice. And, oh, the Apache plumes. Moving on, the Apache plumes all around us are in bloom and seed. Big, fat, branchy shrubs in the rose family. Sometimes lone shrubs, sometimes small thickets. Pretty white flowers the size of a quarter. I'm thinking 50-cent piece. And those lead to the pinkish-reddish, fluffy plumes. The plumes are the styles, the persistent styles I once read. Persistent styles. Don't you love that phrase? The persistent styles. Very cool. It's got a great range around us from 3,500 feet to, 8,000 feet in elevation. And shoot, it can bloom and plume from spring to fall. Fallujah Paradoxa is its name, Fallujah in honor of a Virgilio Fallujah, an Italian clergyman, an abbot in the early 1800s, and he wrote about botany. Paradoxa, the specific epithet, is not two doctors, but I read, this is a quote, its paradoxical resemblance to the rose. There you have it. Well, it's in the rose family. I told you that, Rosaceae, and it's a beautiful shrub we all share in the hills and sky islands of the borderlands. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.